Johnson comes in once more, and he forces the batsman Hines to play. Straight to backward point. Could be a run out of the bowler's end. Taking the bails off Smith. And the umpire calls for a referral. They're very confident the Australians. Was brilliantly fielded by Watson, just backward of point. He hurled it to the danger end. The batsman there was running to was Hines, and well taken. Excellent fielding by Steve Smith, as all good fieldsmen should be doing. Was right behind the bails, whipped them off pretty quickly. It'll be pretty close.
Well, he's a considerable cricketer, Steve Smith. He thinks he's got him. I think it's a lot tighter than that. But out. The way he gathered that and out.
Yeah. Out.
I mean, he is out. He knows. Steve Smith, he's got something about him. I think his leg breaks are modest at best, but he knows his way around a cricket field. That wasn't an easy throw to take, and he's got the bails off and he's got his man.
But are we paying to watch this? I mean, that was a dreadful bit of running between the wickets by the West Indies, by experienced players. Another West Indian batsman will shortly trudge his way back to the pavilion. Wavell Hines from Jamaica, who caught a catch in the first game and has done precious little since. Don't know why he's here. Don't know why he's playing, actually. But there we are. That's the West Indies problem. Very curious their lack of trying Nash or anyone else in the squad.
Oh, give him a headbutt on return to the dressing room. Did you see the running between the wicket? He dawdled. He looked. He did every possible sin you can running between the wickets and then belatedly threw a hand out.